إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. All praise is due to Allah. We Lord Him beseech His help and in Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischievousness of our souls and from the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Whomever Allah guides, no one will be able to lead him astray. And whomever Allah leaves to be left astray, no one will be able to guide him. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. He's alone, he has no partners. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah with the fear that is due to him, and do not die except as Muslims. O human beings, fear your Lord who created you from one soul, and from that one soul his mate, and from the two of them, men and women spread abroad in multitudes. Remember the wombs that bore you, and keep the relations of family ties among you, for surely Allah is a raqib, a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah, and say that which is correct. Allah will repair all of your affairs for you, and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have achieved the greatest of success in the dunya, in this life, and in the akhirah, in the next life. As to what proceeds, surely the best speech is the book of Allah, the glorious Quran. And the best guidance is the guidance of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his sunnah. And the worst of all affairs in this noble deen of al-Islam are newly invented matters. For every newly invented matter is an innovation. Every innovation is a going astray, and every astray is in the hellfire. My beloved brothers and sisters in al-Islam, those of you who believe in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers and the divine decree, the good and the evil of it, the sweet and the bitter of it. O you who believe, those of you who believe in the things that we cannot see, those things that are hidden from our view, those things like the angels and the Jannah and the Nar, the paradise and the hellfire, and those things that we can't see, like the jinn and our nafs. The jinn and our nafs. The jinn is a creature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created to worship Him, similar to the human being. But He is a creature that we cannot see in this life and this dunya with our eyes. And as Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, anyone who says they can see the jinn in this life, then their testimony, their shahada, will never be taken. Their testimony for a contract of marriage or a contract of business or any type of testimony will never be accepted, for no one can see the jinn in this life. That other creature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created is inside of ourselves. That creature is called the nafs. And in this khutbah, khutbatul haja, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say for almost every Jumu'ah and every Salatul Eid, whether it be Fitr or Adha, And at the weddings, he used to say, إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ لِلَّهِ نَحْمَدُهُ وَنَسْتَعِينُهُ وَنَسْتَغْفِرُهُ وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنفُسِنَا وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, beseech His help, and in Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischievousness of our anfus, the mischievousness of our souls, that nafs, similar to shaitan, similar to iblis, similar to the jinn, that whispers to the human being, whispers to the human being to make them think things, to make them say things, to make them do things that they should not be saying or doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُ. Surely we created the human being and we know what his nafs whispers to him. There's not a Muslim sitting in this blessed masjid, this house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that does not have a jinn that whispers to him or her something evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again in his book says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ من الجنة والناس. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أعوذ برب الناس. I seek refuge with the Lord of the human beings. مالك الناس, the master and the king of the human beings. إله الناس, the God of the human beings. من شر الوسواس الخناس. There's a jinn that is خناس, called خناس. من شر الوسواس الخناس. We seek refuge with the Lord, the King, the Master, the God of mankind, from this خناس. نعوذ بالله منه. We seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the خناس. The one who is متواري, المتواري, المختفي. The one who is hidden. We can't see him, but he comes to us and he says, say that. Do this. Say this. Do that. And then he runs away. He runs away, the coward that he is. Those things go inside of our hearts and they go inside of our minds. We seek refuge with Allah from the one who whispers in the sadr, in our sudur, in our chest, from the jinn and the men. Because we have the jinn, the shayateen, from the jinn, and we have the shayateen from the human beings. We have the shayateen, the devils from the jinn, and we have the devils from the men, and both of them whisper. But our nafs is something that is with us all the time, and it whispers to us, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. All praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored this ummah, has favored this ummah, to not being held accountable for the things they have in their minds. For not being held accountable for the things they have in their hearts. Unless they say those things or they do those things. There's not one of us that does not have evil thoughts. Not one of us. Not one of us. All of us have evil thoughts. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the authority of Abu Huraira, radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa radahu, on the authority of Abu Huraira, collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَجَاوَزَ لِي عَنْ أُمَّتِي مَا تَحَدَّثَ مَا حَدَّثَتْ بِهِ أَنفُسُهَا مَا لَمْ تَعَمَلْ أَوْ تَتَكَلَّمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah has absolved, Allah has excused, Allah has pardoned, Allah has forgiven, Allah has done away with, for this ummah, me, for my ummah, for this nation, this ummah of Islam, all the things that they think about, all the things that comes to their minds and their hearts, all those evil thoughts about backbiting their brother, and slandering their sister, and picking up that glass of beer or whiskey or wine, when they have the thought of smoking the marijuana, or have the thought of committing zina, wal'a'adhu billah, or have the thought of stealing or robbing, or any of those evil thoughts, or even worse, the thoughts about the prophets and messengers of Allah that some of us unfortunately have in our heads and our minds, or the thoughts that are bad about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has excused us and pardoned us. مَا لَمْ تَعْمَلْ أَوْ تَتَكَلَّمْ. As long as we don't do those things or say those things, then those things that are in our minds of evil, those things that are in our minds from our nafs that whispers to us, or from shaitan of evil, of wretchedness, those horrible thoughts that come to our minds, we are forgiven. Walillahil hamd. We are forgiven. And the companions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, taslim and mazida, they were human beings. They were the best of human beings after the prophets and the messengers. But they also used to have bad thoughts. As the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companion said, فَجَاءَ نَاسٌ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَسَأَلُوهُ. That a party of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they came to him asking him, O Messenger of Allah, إِنَّا نَجِدُ فِي أَنفُسِنَا مَا يَتَعَاظَمُ أَحَدُنَا أَن يَتَكَلَّمَ بِهِ. They came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, one of us has some things inside of our heads. We have some thoughts that comes to our minds that they're so ugly, they're so horrendous, they're so horrible, they're so evil, we are afraid to even talk about them. We are afraid to even talk about them. Qal, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَقَدْ وَجَدْتُمُوهُ. Do you really have those type of thoughts in your minds? Do you really have those evil thoughts in your minds? You really find those things in your mind? قَالُوا نَعَمْ. They said, yes, we have these evil thoughts, O Messenger of Allah. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ ذَاكَ سَرِيحُ الْإِيمَانِ. ذَاكَ سَرِيحُ الْإِيمَانِ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ ذَاكَ مَحْضُ الْإِيمَانِ. He said, that is clear, pure faith. That is clear, pure faith. And another narration collected by Imam Abu Dawood At-Tayalisi rahimahullah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillahi alladhi radda kayd ash-shaytan ila al-waswasa. Alhamdulillahi alladhi radda kayd ash-shaytan ila al-waswasa. Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Praise be to Allah, the one who has diminished, has minimized those evil thoughts to just a whisper. To just a whisper, so that you won't say it or you won't do it. Walillahi alhamd. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem, nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een, amma ba'd. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, those of you who have been pardoned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the evil thoughts that you have in your minds, and those evil suggestions that come to your hearts, O you who believe, those who have been excused from those wretched ideas that you have, we must realize that we are human beings. We are fragile creatures. We are human beings that are created weak. We are human beings that are not able to control ourselves except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives His mercy to us. And except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the bounty to us. We are creatures that we are not able to control ourselves. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, that when Allah formed Adam in Jannah and left Adam as he wanted to leave him, to the time he wanted to leave him. Then Iblis went around Adam looking at him, and he saw that he was a creature. After going into him, as Ibn Kathir rahimahullah says, going into him from his nostrils and out from the backside, checking him out, finding that he was hollow, he realized that Adam was a creature, la yatamalak. La yatamalak. He was a creature that could not control himself. But we are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to explain to us what to do. We are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have the Quran to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we go to bed at night, we cup our hands and we say, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. And we say, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. And we say, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. So that shaitan or any evil will not approach us. And then we spit in our hands and we wipe as much of our bodies as we can. And we say, Ayatul Kursi, the verse of the footstool, before we go to bed. And we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, walking into the bathroom from the khubuth wal khaba'ith, from the male and female jinns. And we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before we approach our wives, making dua against shaitan and him against his qayda, against his subterfuge and his plots and harming our children. And we can go on and on what Allah and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us to protect ourselves from shaitan and to protect ourselves from the whispers of our nafs. And the ulama in following the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have explained to us that everything begins as a khatra. Everything begins as a thought. So they have said, دَافِعِ الْخَطْرَ فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ صَارَتْ فِكْرَ. Protect yourselves, ward off the thoughts. And if you don't ward off the thoughts, then that thought will become an idea, a fikra. فَدَافِعِ الْفِكْرَ فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ صَارَتْ شَهْوَ. And ward off and make guards against the idea. Because if you don't ward off the idea, then it will become lust. It will become lust. It first begins as a thought, brothers. Then, sisters, it becomes an idea. If you don't guard yourself and ward yourself from the original thought, that thought will become an idea. And if you don't guard yourself from that idea, then it will become shahwa, lust. فَحَارِبْهَا. Now you have to make war on the shahwa. You have to make war, make jihad on your desires, on your lusts. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ صَارَتْ عَزِيمَةً وَهِمَّةً. If you don't do that, then that desire, that lust becomes resolve and termination. فَإِن لَمْ تُدَافِعْهَا صَارَتْ فِعْلًا. And if you don't make war on that determination and that resolve that results from the thought and from the idea that transmuted, that changed from an idea to lust, then it will become azima wa himma. It will become resolve and determination. And if you don't defend yourself from that, if you don't make jihad on that, then it becomes an action. فَإِن لَمْ تُدَافِعْهَا. And if you don't protect yourself from that, وَإِن لَمْ تَتَدَارَكْهُ بِدِدِّهِ صَارَ عَادَةً. And if you don't protect yourself and ward off yourself and do the opposite of that action, then it becomes a habit. It becomes a habit. That thing becomes you. فَيَصْعَبُ عَلَيْكَ الْإِنْتِقَالُ عَنْهَا. And then it's going to be very, very difficult to get rid of it. It's going to be very, very difficult to get rid of it. If you don't do the opposite of that thing that has become an action, it will become a habit. And the ulama of science say that we are creatures of habits. It starts with a thought. It starts with a thought that becomes an idea that becomes lust, a lust that becomes resolve. You let those things become planted. in your hearts and in your minds, and then it becomes you. First the thought comes, tell a lie. Then, when you don't do something about that, it becomes an idea, becomes an ideology in your heads. And then if you don't do that, it becomes a desire. And if you don't make war on that, then it becomes resolve, something that is becoming firmly planted in the soil of your nafs, in the soil of your nafs, in the dirt of your nafs. And your nafs now becomes a seed that has become firmly rooted. And if you don't do that and get rid of that, then it becomes an action, and from an action it becomes a habit. Abu Zumail, rahimahullah ta'ala, one of the tabi'un, Sammak ibn al-Walid, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, Sa'altu ibn Abbas, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, I asked Ibn Abbas, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, ma shay'un ajidu fi sadri. There's something that I find in my chest. There's something that I find in my chest. فَقَالَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنِ عَبَّاسِ مَا هُوَ. So he said, what is it? What is it? What is it that you find in your chest? He said, it is something, wallahi, ya Abdullah. Ya Abdullah, meaning Abdullah ibn Abbas. It is something, I swear by Allah, that I don't even want to mention. I don't even want to mention it. It is so evil, I don't even want to mention it. Faqal, qala dahika. So Abdullah ibn Abbas, he started laughing. He started laughing and he said that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, فَإِن كُنْتَ فِي شَكٍ مِمَّا أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ فَاسْأَلِ الَّذِينَ يَقْرَؤُونَ الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. He said that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, if you have doubt, if you have doubt about anything of which Allah has revealed, of what we have revealed to you, then ask the people of the book who came before you. Because they also had doubts. They also had doubts. Then he said, to get rid of that thing, you should say, when the evil thought comes to you, you should say that Allah is هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو على كل شيء عليم. This is what you should say, Abdullah ibn Abbas said. When those evil thoughts come to you, or you have any doubts about your deen, you have any doubts about the angels, you have any doubts about the messengers, you have any doubts about the sunnah, you have any doubts about anything of Islam, if you have any doubts whatsoever, then say, والأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو على كل شيء عليم. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the evil of ourselves, from the shurur of our anfus, from the evil of our nafs when they whisper to us. And we ask Allah to give us protection from the shayateen, both, from the jinn and the men. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his greatest name to let us see his face and be in the closest proximity of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa aqim as-salah.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
And sisters, straighten the rows, close in the ranks. Don't separate from your brother. Stand foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. Because if you don't put yourself next to your brother, it will cause our hearts to become divided. As the Messenger of Allah said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.